أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. Before we carry on, we already three times Surah Ikhlas, and then Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq three times, and Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Nas three times, but Bismillah each time, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qul wa Allahu Ahad. Allahu Samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qul wa Allahu Ahad. Allahu Samad. Lam yalid wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس. ومن شر الغاسق إذا وقب، ومن شر النفاثات في العقد، ومن شر حاسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق، من شر الغاسق، ومن شر الغاسق، ومن شر النفاثات في العقد. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. As we will see, that this is great protection for us. Mufti Wali Hasan Sahib Tronki Rahmatullah Ali said that these surahs would be the last two surahs, Mu'awwah, Zidain, was revealed in the last part of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's life. And for the Ummah, in the last part of the Ummah, they will need this protection also very greatly. And it comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person will read this three times, each surah with Bismillah every day after Fajr, after Maghrib. Takfika min kulli shay. It is sufficient for you from everything. Ulama has given different explanations. One of that, min kulli shar. You will be protected from all types of evil. And as we will try to explain, we will see how beautifully Allah Ta'ala has shown that what protection there is in this for us. We know what we are going through individually, family-wise, community-wise, the whole ummah. And it is very necessary that we read this, and the rewards of it are also so great. Now also we make our niyat that Allah passes this sawab. Three times Qulhu Allah is the whole Quran Sharif sawab. To our parents, our asatiza, all our benefactors who have taught us deen, who have made deen possible for us, to practice. Make niyat that we pass the sawab to all of them also. These last three surahs are very greatly interrelated with each other. This beginning of the Quran Sharif was so beautiful with Surah Fatiha. There is nothing more beautiful than that in the world. And the whole Quran Sharif is summed up in Surah Fatiha. And the beautiful starting and the end of the Quran is also beautiful, that Allah starts it with Tawheed and ends it with Tawheed in Surah Ikhlas. And this is the cornerstone and the main point of Islam, and makes Islam a complete different religion from all other religions. Other religions also preach and teach to believe in Allah. But the oneness of Allah, and in the true sense of it, the Tawheed of Allah Ta'ala, that is only in Islam. And it starts with Surah Fatiha, and it ends here with Surah Ikhlas, again with that same message of the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. At the same time, all of us should check on ourselves also that we have that tawheed within us, the oneness of Allah. We believe in Allah, we have yaqeen in Allah, and that Allah alone is the doer of everything. We negate ourselves also. We negate all means and asbab also, that Allah alone is the doer, and on that is our najat and our salvation. No matter what sins a person might have committed, but if he dies with this tawheed, he will be forgiven and he will go to Jannah. So it's very important that we make sure that our tawheed is in its place. Right from Surah Fatiha, Allah has taught it, and right to the end. Then, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, that Allah is one. That is very important, that there is no trinity, there are no other deities, idols with Allah, and Allah has no children, Isa alayhi salam is not the son of God, nothing, Allah is one. And that the proof that He is one is that He is Samad. He is totally independent of any and everyone. He is not in need of any Nabi, any Farishta, any Wali or anything. He is one on His own. He is totally independent. And the entire creation is dependent upon Him. Every moment as we are sitting here, with regard to our Iman, we are dependent on Allah. Allah is Muqallib al-Qulub. With regard to our bodies, our eyes, our brains, our heart, everything, we are fully dependent on Allah Ta'ala. Whether we are a cardiologist, and the best cardiologist in the world for our heart, he is also fully dependent on Allah. His heart is not in his control, it is only in the control of Allah. Allah is lam yalid wa lam yulad, that Allah Ta'ala doesn't give birth to anyone, so that we need children to support us. Allah hasn't been born from anyone. He is completely, He has no partner whatsoever. And He has got وَلَمْ يَكُوْ وَلَمْ يَكُوْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ, nothing like Allah. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. So that oneness and tawheed of Allah, that is the most important. And then the surah was revealed when people asked that who is Allah? And it came, and it is here in the Quran, right at the end, that the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, and may Allah make us all conscious of that. Now to protect that, Allah Ta'ala revealed the last two surahs. That is really for the protection of this Iman, this greatest asset. It should also make us conscious that we should be also protecting this Iman all the time. And the surahs were revealed, the last two, when some jadu, black magic was made on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam read one ayat, then the knots opened and the effect of the jadu, black magic, went away from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anyway, but the benefit of it is all encompassing. It has great, great benefit and protection for us. We need protection of our bodies also. And unfortunately, many of us have limited our protection to our bodies. That is what we are worried about. Whereas, as this will explain, the real protection must be for our Iman. We must sleep with this worry and dua, and get up with this worry and dua of protection of Iman. Our ulama, may Allah reward them very, very greatly. Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullah Alayh, Qasim ul Khairat wal Ulum, he has explained this very, very beautifully. Imam Razi Rahmatullah Alayh and many other ulama, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Aziz Dehlawi Rahmatullah Alayh, and what ulum and knowledge they have put in, which we are totally incapable, we are unfit to even understand it, forget explaining it. So anyway, but in conclusion, now to protect that Iman. This Iman is contained in, is in, with our, to do with our ruh. And the ruh is with the body. So the body is the container. And the content in it is this Iman, which is associated with the ruh. So the container also has to be protected. And the protection of the container, the body, the outward body, Allah has explained in full A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq, where Allah Ta'ala mentioned one quality of His Rabbi Falaq. Allah is that Rabb, Allah is that all-encompassing powerful being who besides whom there is no one. But here Allah referred to one quality of it, that He makes things split apart. Like for example, it was night the whole night. Allah splits it and brings the day. Nobody else can do that. The day will pass and Allah will split it and bring the night. And as Allah Ta'ala takes out the living, the dead from the living, a living hand gives, lays an egg, a dead egg. So from the living hand, a dead egg came out. And from the dead, Allah takes out the living. From the dead egg, Allah takes out a chicken again. And Allah does this all the time. So that one quality of Allah referred to, and protection from four things then. And those four things really are also three things. First thing is sharri ma khalaq, what Allah has created. That is an all encompassing thing, all the evil. But those evils are explained in three things. One is sharri ghasiqin idha waqaf, the night when it becomes intensively dark. So this darkness is ignorance. This darkness gives birth to animal instincts. So protection from all who have got these animal instincts within them. And who would like, for example, snakes, scorpions, their work is only to harm. So we seek protection of those who want to harm us. And out there will be many people who want to harm us in different ways. And their nature, they like animals, they only want to harm. So that protection Allah has given here. And also at the same time we should think, we should not be amongst those people who harm others. These animal instincts which are in us also, that we also want to harm others, Allah protect us from that also. Then, min sharri nafathati fil uqad. And then the harm of those people who make jadu. That also we need that protection. And this is all really premeditated harm that a person does. When a person does jadu, crime also, murder also, it is normally premeditated. So all that ulama have to include that. Whatever a person thinks and prepares and wants to harm you, and in this is that harm which is done very subtly. Like a person wants to rob you, he plans and you got no idea of it. A person makes jadu on you in such a way that you are not aware also. And jadu is being made on you. So all that protection is also. Every protection is in there. And then, وَمِنْ شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ. The harm of the hasid, the jealous person. And when he exercises and executes his jealousy, protection from that also. That is also absolutely. And the hasid, when he executes his jealousy, normally it is physical. Physical, it is verbal abuse, emotional abuse, and then physical abuse. So all this type of abuse is also included, and which is done outwardly. So we need this protection all the time, as far as our bodies, and this is all for the outward body, which we are worried. Unfortunately, because we're not related to our deen that much and Quran Sharif, we seek this protection in many other things. Whereas there is nothing besides Quran that can give us this protection. Allah alone, and Allah has taught us at the end the how to protect not only that iman which is in the container, but the container itself also, complete protection of the container itself also. So all this type of harm, we seek Allah's protection with Rabbi Falaq, with Allah Ta'ala, and with this one quality, and for three types of harms. And then in the next surah, Allah Ta'ala speaks of the contents, the iman which is there, the protection of the ruh. The body will die at the time of death and it turns into dust. The ruh carries on. And whatever is going to happen in the qabr on the day of Qiyamah, and after that may Allah grant us all Jannah and all our family and associates, and save us all from Jahannam. But that will be all with the Ruh. So the protection of this Ruh, which has to do with this Iman, that has come now in the next surah. And this was so important that Allah Ta'ala gave three qualities of His to protect the one thing. In Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falaq, one quality of Allah to protect three things. And if we include Min Sharri Ma Khalaq, then it's four. But the details of it are three things for that protection. But for the protection of Iman, three great qualities of Allah Ta'ala to protect one thing, and that is this Iman. And this Iman comes, the harm of this Iman comes with wasawis, with evil thoughts, with stray thoughts, that a person's mind just strays away, and what funny thoughts come to him. And people, this it goes to the extent that a person loses his Iman also, when these stray thoughts come to a person. So therefore, three qualities of Allah has explained, so that we can protect ourselves, or we can protect this Iman. Shah Abdul Aziz Sahib Rahmatullah Ali has explained it, that there are three dangers with regard to our Iman. One is lust that a person has, and committing all types of sin as far as lust is concerned. Then the other is anger which a person has. And when a person is angry, he also doesn't know what he says and what the destruction he brings within himself. People kill one another in that anger. People give divorce in that. Children are now, with their parents alive, children are orphans now. And nobody to really care for those children. Life goes in a complete disarray when they put this anger. And the worst of it is when our Iman itself is attacked. So that he explains that Rabbin Nas, Allah Ta'ala, who is the Rabb. And Rabb is that one who nurtures and brings up. Like parents protect their children. So we need protection from our lust. The parents have to do that. Allah, who is the Rabb, He will protect us. He has guided us that we must not go anywhere near zina, whether it is masturbation, whether it is homosexuality, whether it is fantasizing, going on porn sites, whatever it is, Allah is there. We have to seek His protection. He will protect us. He is our Rabb. He is concerned of our being brought up properly. And then anger, you need that somebody who is more powerful than you. Like for example, the king, the government, and they have got their army. When the army comes, a person, no matter what he thinks of himself, he submits and he subdues himself. So Allah is the king of kings. In front of the power of Allah, we must realize our anger is nothing. And then, to protect our Iman, Allah is our Ilah. He is the only Ilah, the only God, the only Allah, the only power. So we seek His protection. So in the surah, with three qualities of Allah Ta'ala, the real essence of it is to protect this Iman. And the attack of it comes with wasawis. So we need Allah's protection. So if we will read these two surahs, it will protect our Iman. If Iman is protected, Iman protects us then. And Iman safeguards us. So this beautifully, the Quran started in this beautiful way and ends in this beautiful way, and how to protect this Iman, that is also given here. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala accept from us all, and the instruction of the hadith also is that the best action is hal wal murtahil. A person who finishes Quran and starts it again. And also Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explains that our object of life is not to finish the tafsir and the Quran Sharif. Our object of life is to finish our life in the Quran. Right to the last moments we must carry on and finish. So we start again with Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. The starting of the Quran and the praises of Allah who is Rabbul Alameen. And we cannot be enough thankful to Allah Ta'ala first and foremost. This is only by the tawfiq and the fadl and karam of Allah Ta'ala that He has given us the tawfiq of somehow, in spite of all our inadequacies, in spite of our all deficiencies, we have no knowledge whatsoever, no taqwa, no ikhlas. Truly we are deficient completely in all this. And in that we see the great mercy of Allah, that in spite of us being totally not zero but minus in all qualities, but still Allah Ta'ala gave the tawfiq to sit here with the Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala blessed us, and with everyone sitting and listening to the Quran Sharif, this is only the fadl of Allah Ta'ala. And of course we cannot forget our asatizai kiram, through whom Allah Ta'ala has blessed us, particularly Hazrat Maulana Fakhruddin Sahib Rahmatullah Ali Muradabadi, who instructed me in his final advices that we do tarjuma of Quran Sharif for people, and also hadith translation for the people. And Alhamdulillah, Allah gave tawfiq. May Allah in His great mercy and kindness accept it also. And then of course all our asatiza from whom we have benefited greatly, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali with his Ma'ariful Quran, Hazrat Maulana Idris Khandelwi Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Malik Sahib, his son Rahmatullah Ali, and what treasures they have put in front of us. And that, but unfortunately we have been totally deficient. We could do no justice to it whatsoever. We just beg of Allah Ta'ala that that fadl and kindness that He gave us tawfiq to carry on, in that same mercy and kindness of His, He accepts it also from us. And also one object of this, of this gathering today a little bit, is that an appeal I make that for all of us to join ourselves with the Quran Sharif. Our iman 100% must be on the Quran Sharif, on every ayat of the Quran. If we can't practice, it's my weakness, it's my folly. But Quran is absolute. We don't try and change the Quran. And the last verse, min al jinnati wan nas. We must protect ourselves from the harms of jinnat also, that will have an effect on us and bring this wasawis in us, and people also. The ulama at this point have written the mulhideen. Mulhideen are those people who have gone astray, who use the name of Islam, Quran Sharif, everything, but under that banner, under that title, they teach the opposite completely. They want to reinterpret the Quran Sharif, give different meanings to the Quran Sharif, give us a modern Islam, give us a watered down Islam. We have to be very careful. This is one thing that we have to seek protection, that all such people, Allah Ta'ala protects us completely from such people, the mulhideen. So we have to be very, very careful of this. So we relate ourselves with the Quran and have full iman on the Quran as what the Quran means, what Allah meant, which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us, the Sahaba, Tabi'een, etc., and all the ulama, what they have taught us. No new version of Islam, no new interpretation of Islam. Quran cannot be reinterpreted. It has been interpreted. The tafsir that has come, we accept that. So our iman bil Quran, and then our love for Quran Sharif, and the azmat and the greatness of the Quran, that also all of us, Allah brings it into us. Today the amount of concentration we got on the cell phone, the amount of time we have got for the cell phone, may Allah give us that the Quran we have like that in our heart. And then after the azmat and the honor of the Quran Sharif is to learn the Quran Sharif. It should be also till our mort we learn Quran Sharif. And then to practice upon the Quran, which is the most important, that we make the object of our life, to practice, to make tilawat of the Quran daily. We should have tilawat in our lives. And even if it is one page, one ruku, not only reading Surah Yasin, Tabarakalladhi, etc., those are more as wazaif, as wazifa. But to read one page, one ruku, and complete the Quran. And those who are hafiz, of course, should do much more. And then to with the recitation, we also practice also, and we propagate and teach the Quran Sharif also. In short, that we have a relationship with the Quran Sharif. And an appeal that I will make with the same, I will pass it on from my Ustad, Mawlana Fakhruddin Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, that every alim should also do tafsir, tarjuma, darse Quran. If we try and do it in a masjid, and daily, and at the time of fajr, if not possible for any reason, then wherever else, in a musalla, at home, gather a few people with the family, and the bare minimum, ourselves, read a few ayats every day, see the tafsir of it every day, with engagement with the Quran Sharif. And then all the mutawallis and all the trustees of our masajid, musallas, they should arrange in every masjid there should be tafsir of Quran. And there should be darse Quran Sharif. If we bring the Quran Sharif, many of our elders have said, Quran is our real backbone, and the Quran Sharif is our real platform. This is what has to come alive. Or at one time, Allama Khalid Mahmood Sahib Da'amat Barakatum of the UK, we still, mashallah, closing on to 100 years. He was visiting us, and he was in the Darul Uloom. When he saw I wasn't there for Fajr, he asked them, where is he? He's not here for Fajr. He said he goes to Jami Masjid for Quran Tarjuma. So then Allama said that where Quran Dars takes place, a column of Noor goes from there right to the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And that Noor which spreads from there, not only human beings, but animals also benefit from it. Not only human beings, but jinnat also. Not only Muslims, but non-Muslims also. All the plants and insects all benefit from that Noor which spreads from there. So let us try and establish this Noor of Quran Sharif in all our masajid, but let it not interfere with like the Jamaat word, Kitab Ta'aleem, not in that time, in our own other time. Let us carry on and make the tafsir, and let the work of kitab reading, etc., that must also carry on. So may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. We appeal to Allah Ta'ala to forgive us all our shortcomings. In the Quran Sharif, one good practice if we can establish also, whenever we make khatam of Quran, our own Quran Sharif, gives come sadaqah. Because we cannot show the full respects of the Quran. We have shown some disrespect, our bi'adabi, etc. So we give that sadaqah so that the Quran can be pure and it goes to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, and for all our asatiza, all those people who have been an aid in this wonderful teaching of the Quran Sharif, the learning of it, to understand it, all of those people. If I have to state names, I won't be able to end also. And inevitably I will miss out some names also, which is also not good. So therefore, we all those people, in whichever way they assisted, they were part of this great exercise of the Quran Sharif, in spreading it in the world, etc. May Allah reward all those people tremendously, and the main thing, our Iman. That Allah protects our Iman, the Iman of our children also. And Allah is very, very great and very, very merciful. And it is very easily easy for Allah to protect us, no matter what fears we have. At this point, I may mention also that when Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali came to South Africa, and at that time, perhaps it was the 62s, roundabout there, 63, 64, somewhere around there. And the families that hosted him, they expressed to Mufti Sahib that we fear that our children won't remain even on Islam. The way we see things are changing at that time, in the 60s. Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, well, you don't have to fear that, there will be a Darul Uloom in your town. So this Darul Uloom of ours is not what we have made, was the dua of Mufti Shafi Sahab. Now also we see for the future, we fear for our children. At universities, what is happening? With the cell phone, what is happening? With the TV and all the media, what is happening? We fear for ourselves, for our children. But Allah's qudrat is above everything. And we seek Allah's protection, and which has been given to us by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again, we should read every day, tell our families, everyone, is a true, proper, sahih amal taught by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to read the three quls, and that will be protection for us. For everything it will be protection. We should do that every morning after Fajr and after Maghrib also. May Allah Ta'ala accept from all of us. And we just end with the same words that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's brothers told him, that when they were completely helpless out of money, they say, وَجِئْنَا بِبِضَاعَةٍ مُزْجَاتٍ. We have come with fake money. But you give us our grain and give us properly, and even give us more than that. We say to Allah, we also have somewhat faith, tafsir, and how much of our faults, no respect, no adab, no knowledge, no taqwa. But you are, Yusuf was Kareem, Ibn Kareem, and you are Rabbi Kareem. You are Akramul Akrameen. How much Yusuf alayhi salam showed kindness to them? Oh Allah, you, it was all from your side. You show even more kindness. And then when Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said, do you know what you had done with your brother Yusuf when you were wantum jahilun? When you did not know what you are doing, you put him in the well, etc. And they got a shock and they said, answer Yusuf, are you Yusuf? He said, Ana Yusuf. That I am Yusuf. Like that we also say to Allah Ta'ala, we don't know what Quran Sharif is. We don't know what Masjid is, what Namaz is, and we are jahil of all these things. But oh Allah, you open it on us, and you give us the benefits of Quran, you give us the benefits of Namaz, you give us the benefits of Tilawat of Quran, of all these benefits, you bless us. We are jahil. We don't know what treasures you have given us. What a treasure the Kalima Tawheed is, we don't know. You give it to us. Even if you don't open it to us, let us understand, but you just put it in us. You are most merciful, you are most kind. So we make dua now to Allah Ta'ala, and dua is also an ibadat. It's not a formality like a vote of thanks at the end. It is not just to close the chapter and things are finished, but it is the starting. Dua is the starting of all great things. Dua is the starting point. So we make dua, and Allah Himself has said, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ اُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. You plead and beg of me, I will answer your duas. Allah Ta'ala says, إِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ. That when somebody asks, where am I? Tell them, I'm very close and near. More closer than our life. أَقْرَبُ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Allah is more closer to us than what we are close to us. So close is Allah, and Allah listens to the du'as, and He accepts the du'as. And at the completion of the Quran Sharif, in any way, and every day when we read, even one ruku, at that time, malaika become present. They give du'as also. They say Ameen on our du'as also. So whatever we have in our hearts also, let us turn to Allah, that, oh Allah, you protect us, our outward bodies also, and the main, the contents of it, our iman, you protect that also. And you be merciful to us in each and every way, oh Allah. Read Durood Sharif, inshallah. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر يا حي يا قيوم يا برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث رب اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وانزله المقعد المقرب عندك يوم القيامة جزى الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم تفضل علينا بفنون الآلاء مع استحقاقنا بأفانين الإقاب اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وتكفل برضا خصومنا اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا اللهم أرضنا وارض عنا اللهم كن لنا واجعلنا لك اللهم كن لنا ولا تكن علينا والله we are most thankful and we appreciate this great ni'mat that you have blessed us with. Oh Allah, the Quran Sharif, Deen al-Islam, Iman, our masajid, oh Allah. Oh Allah, out of your kindness you have given it to us. We are so sinful, oh Allah. We are so rotten, oh Allah. Oh Allah, we have no knowledge. We have no taqwa. We have no sincerity. We have no piety. But still, oh Allah, you are so merciful. You bring us to your house. Where are we fit for this, oh Allah? You make us sit in front of the Quran Sharif and speak of the Quran. We are not fit for it at all. All we can say, we see your great, great hilm and your great karam and your great jood, your kindness and your compassion, your forgiveness, oh Allah. You are such a loving Allah. Oh Allah, you give your greatest treasures to us who don't appreciate and don't know what it is. Forgive us, oh Allah. Forgive us all our inadequacies, oh Allah. All our shortfalls, forgive them, oh Allah. We could never have fulfilled the rights of the Quran, not one iota of it, oh Allah. But you gave us tawfiq, oh Allah. Please, you accept it also from all of us, oh Allah. From everyone that has been an aid in this way, oh Allah. So many people have shown so much kindness in different ways, oh Allah. You reward them all. You know all what everyone has done, oh Allah. Our asatiza, our parents, oh Allah. Reward them, fill their qabars with noor, oh Allah. Give them on every turn, grant them jannat, oh Allah. Grant them the highest stages of jannat, oh Allah. All our families, oh Allah. They are such strong supports for us, oh Allah. They support us in so many ways. Reward our families, oh Allah. Oh, reward our asatiza, oh Allah. Reward our mashayikh, oh Allah. Oh Allah, raise the stages. Our mashayikh who show so much love for us, to us, oh Allah. Who go out of their way for us, oh Allah. Reward them all tremendously. Oh Allah, reward all the trustees and all the mutawallis of Jami Masjid Azadwal, oh Allah. For giving us this opportunity of being of service of the Quran Sharif. We feel ashamed to call it even service of Quran. Oh Allah, you cover up our faults. You accept it from all. Accept it from all the musallis who are listening, oh Allah. All the people who are listening on the receivers, on the live streaming, whichever way, oh Allah, whoever, oh Allah, you reward them all. And O Allah, let all the benefits accrue to all of us, O Allah. And let us all get the great, great benefits in the Akhirat, O Allah. O Allah, all we can say is that we have come bi bidaati musjatin fa awfi lana al-kayl wa tasaddaq alayna. We have come with this fake amal, Ya Allah. It is fake in every way, O Allah. Our niyats are fake, our actions are fake, our wordings are fake, our thoughts are fake. But and you know, O Allah, you are that merciful, kind Allah who said that even if you can't cry, make the face of a crying person. And you know that we are just forging it, we are liars, but even that you accept, O Allah. When you are such a loving Allah, forgive all our marhumeen, O Allah, all our parents who are in the kubur, O Allah, our family members, people are passing away so often now. O Allah, let everyone die with Iman, O Allah. Let us all live with Iman and Islam. Let us die with Iman and Islam, O Allah. Protect our Iman, which is the most important thing, on which you have completed your Quran Sharif, that we have to be concerned and for the protection of our Iman. Protect our bodies also, O Allah. Save us from all hasidin, people who have got hasad, O Allah, and jealousy, O Allah. Save us from people who want to harm us with black magic and jadu, O Allah. Save us from people who want to cause us any type of harm, who have got animal instincts, and their only way and nature is to harm people. O Allah, save us, save the Ummah, O Allah. O Allah, the enemies of Islam want to destroy Islam, want to harm the Muslims. You are our protector. O Allah, we beseech you, O Allah, in your kindness and your mercy, O Allah, protect the Muslims of the world, O Allah. Wherever, in whichever countries they are going through difficulties, O Allah, protect them, O Allah. Protect the Muslims in Muslim countries who, because of deen, they are lingering in the prisons, they are lingering in torture cells. Protect them, protect their families, O Allah. O Allah, let us make deen our main object in our lives, O Allah. And our Quran Sharif, let us relate and associate fully and totally with the Quran. Make the Quran Sharif alive, O Allah, in every masjid, every musalla, every home, every car, every business, everywhere. Make the Quran Sharif alive, O Allah. And let us be a means for that, O Allah. And just being a little means, a very weak and a very rotten link, and link, O Allah, but you give us a full share. You are most merciful. You give more than what any person can give, O Allah. You show more kindness than what any person can show. You give more forgiveness than what any person can forgive. We beg of you, Allah. O my Allah, please accept from us all that we have to ask of you, O Allah. Grant it even without asking, O Allah. And all we have to seek protection from, give us protection even if we did not ask for it and we don't know about it. You protect us fully from all types of harm in deen, dunya and akhirah. And give us all, our families, the whole ummah, all the goodness of deen, dunya and akhirah, O Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma ista'adha minhu nabiyyuka sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad salatan tunjina biha min jami'il ahwal wal afat, wa taqdi lana biha jami'al hajat, wa tutahhiruna biha min jami'is sayyiat, wa tarfa'una biha indaka a'la ad-darajat, wa tuballighuna biha aqsa al-ghayat min jami'il khayrat fil hayat wa ba'd al-mamat, innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Oh Allah, accept the du'as on behalf of those people who requested du'as, and those people who have a hope that we will make du'as, those people who have a right on us that we make du'a for them. Accept all goodness for them and save them all from every harm, O my Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim, wa tub 'alayna ya maulana innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Ma sha'a Allah la quwwata illa billah, alhamdulillahi alladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu as-salihat. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.